of those colored balls from the bamboo poles hurtled toward Overlook. They ripped into workmen and scaffolding and splashed against the wall. They gnawed at men and material, and even stained the ramparts wherever Long Shadow's spells weren't yet sufficiently dense. Workmen shrieked and fled. Some scaffolding collapsed. A band of Taglian horsemen appeared out of a ravine, chased the workmen toward their makeshift housing. I raised my point of view as the horsemen withdrew across the rocky ground. I spied Taglian infantrymen crawling forward everywhere. Large numbers were stealing into the laborer's housing complex from its blind side. Many wore clothing similar to that worn by the locals. What the hell? These were ladies' troops, I was sure. What was she up to? And why did the old man keep it from me? Or was he unaware, too? The workmen turned back, chased by the soldiers they found in the housing complex, their families fleeing with them in a wild tangle of panic and confusion. I got a glimmering then. They clambered up the surviving scaffolding and took shelter inside Overlook, and a whole bunch of ladies' men climbed right with them. Fireballs continued to splash away against the walls and towers. Whole batteries seemed particularly interested in the tower surmounted by Long Shadow's crystal chamber. In some places, bits of wall wisped or melted away. In most areas, and especially so everywhere Long Shadow had the habit of going, the protective spells were already too well established for the fireballs even to cause discolorations. Howler didn't understand exactly what was happening. From his angle of view, he couldn't see the nature of the attack. He just saw his associate subjects running for their lives.
"Forbidden," he muttered. "Forbidden, forbidden, forbidden. Long Shadow is going to shit rocks. I hope he doesn't get any ideas about having me punishing these people."
"You're so mighty a sorcerer," Narayan Singh said. "Why don't you hit back?"
"That's the point," Howler said,
seeing the possibility Lady wanted him to see.
"It's a trap. Somewhere down there are whole battalions with those devices that throw fireballs. They're waiting for me, or Long Shadow, to counterattack."
I took a quick swoop across the countryside. Howler was right. There was a guy behind every bush and rock with a bundle of bamboo poles. Few were contributing to the continuous barrage. Yet. And what was Lady doing? When I returned, Howler had gotten down out of sight. Narayan crouched. Neither seemed anxious to move.
Howler said, "I'm not staying much longer, Singh. If I was you, right now, I'd be doing some serious thinking about how I could wake up an ally who's completely lost his grip on reality. That, or I'd think about finding friends who could do me more good."
I pricked up my ghostly ears. At the same time, I turned slowly, using my ghostly eyes. We had several hundred of our men inside Overlook now, and neither Howler nor Long Shadow realized it. I wondered if the old man knew. I think he would have hinted something so I could watch for a particular reaction. Narayan asked,
"You have a suggestion?"
Howler fought through one of his shrieks.
"Perhaps."
Pretty lights filled the